The following segment is general in nature and should not be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
Once a month we catch up with our natural health consultant, Fenella Jain, to talk some of the second opinions or the alternatives in life. Good morning, Fenella.
Good morning, Kelly.
It's lovely to have you in the studio on this, what is it, still spring, isn't it? Still spring
yes,
day?
Yes, I feel like that. Definitely feels like spring. And I didn't catch up with you guys last month, so it actually feels like I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, you've been away.
Yeah.
Did you bring a note?
Oh, my God, no. I'm going to get in trouble. I didn't bring a note. I feel like a kid.
Well, this is something we're all thinking about, aren't we, as we maybe pull the bathers out,
look towards the swimmers. Absolutely, yes.
And think about how we're going to fit into our summer mm-hmm. clothes.
Yep.
Showing a bit more skin. Weight yep. management.
Yes, weight management, I like that term better than weight loss, because what happens in my brain when I think I'm going to go on a diet to lose weight, it's like every good-meaning friend and family and co-worker has a birthday, comes in with cake for me, comes in, let's try this, let's try that, and I think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have put that out there, you know? So weight management, I like that term, is a little bit more conducive to my needs, well, because really we're talking about the holistic concept of being healthy for the rest of our life.
Yeah, it's not just a
short-term
goal. A two-week program.
Absolutely.
Or something. So we'll adopt that new phrase this
yes.
morning, Fenella. But 1-300-648-222 if you'd like to ask Fenella a question this morning. So start with the basics. It's obvious, but food. And
of course.
We know what we should and shouldn't be
absolutely.
Eating.
Absolutely. Most of us do. There's enough on TV and on radio and all of the above. And choosing a diet or choosing a bit of a philosophy for the rest of your life on what foods you should be eating, what suits you, what doesn't suit you, can take a bit of time, can take a bit of research, what you like, what you don't like. But of course, we all know, yes, refined sugars, refined foods, eating out, choosing, you know, really greasy type menus, even though that we can be suckers for that, ultimately can lead to weight gain. So, you know, be mindful of that.
And alcohol too?
Alcohol, definitely too much alcohol. Wine, a couple of glasses of wine at the end of the night. Half a glass instead of two glasses or a whole bottle. Oh dear. Yes.
Best left unsaid.
I've never had a whole bottle. I have heard people make those comments though, and they think that it's okay. That is not okay. I'm sorry, but that's not okay.
What about exercise? It's got to play a part in that story as well of weight management, hasn't it?
Of course. Exercise is really important. And for me, exercise has to come in lots of different ways. So I do a varying assortment of things, from dance class, Zumba class. I like to go bushwalking. Sometimes I just go for a walk around two or three blocks in my area because I've only got 10 minutes or I'm not 100% feeling energetic and don't really want to pump it out really hard, but at least it gets me out, gets me in the sunshine, and makes me feel good. Yoga's great. Swimming, if you've got a lot of aches and pains in your body and you don't want that real hard impact type exercise, swimming's wonderful. So find an exercise that suits you and try to do something every day. I think the national guidelines are 2 to 3 times a week for half an hour to 45 minutes. I, for me personally, like to do something every day. And of course, that means maybe just that 10-minute walk. Or 20 minutes on an exercise bike or something like that. So keep your body moving is really important because, of course, you're burning up calories, but you're also stimulating your feel-good hormones, and it actually encourages you to keep going on your weight loss diet because you're feeling really good.
Yeah, indeed. It keeps that inspiration going.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're putting in the hard work, so why
absolutely.
Would you want to let it go?
And look, I truly believe there is some form of exercise out there for everybody. Depending on their needs, their age group, what's happening in their physical body, whether or not they've just had an accident and have a broken arm, there is some form of exercise for everybody.
Just got to think about
it. So just find something.
Ask for help.
And
yeah.
move.
Yeah. What else can we do? Are there other options to consider if you're looking at the issue?
Supplements. Supplements and protein powders, and there's 4 different types of protein powders on the market today. Protein powders are a good way to supplement in between meals instead of having a snack. They come in, as I said, 4 varieties. You've got your whey protein type supplements. Then you've got brown rice protein, which can be a fermented brown rice protein, which is actually really good for the digestive system. It's like what they call a live food, so it helps everything to break down more easily. And you've got pea protein, and you've also got soy protein. So anyone on a restrictive diet or can't have whey or can't have soy, there are lots of choices for people. Some of them come as actual, not just a protein, but they're also meal replacement supplements as well. So you could meal replace a breakfast, or you could meal replace a lunch or a dinner. That's completely up to you as to how much weight you want to lose and how quickly. But they are a good alternative and can help you to kickstart the weight loss program off.
Do you see people with having success with those?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Over the years, especially the people that do stick to it. And of course, this is the main key, is it? About the food, it's about the exercise, and it definitely has a lot to do with what you're now doing as your mindset. You're actually changing habits, which is a really important thing. And with time, that happens. So it may not happen the first week or two, but if you form that habit over a month or 2 months, you've now formed this wonderful habit of eating better, making wiser choices. You can supplement if you want to, or you're exercising. Your weight can actually go down. And it starts to come down more easily than the first couple of weeks when you're really trying hard. So yeah, I think it's really important. So you could incorporate that whole holistic thought. But supplements, apart from your protein powders, there are three on the market that have been steady weight loss products for about 10 years that I've personally worked with. The Garcinia Cambogia at the moment is probably the biggest I've ever seen in any weight loss in my industry. There's just been that many people asking about it. And basically it comes from Southeast Asia or India, and it comes from a member of a particular species of family where the little fruit, they come in different colors. So Garcinia is extracted. It's an extract of that particular fruit. You take it and it helps the body to utilize the way that your body actually stores fat. So if you're eating lots of carbohydrates, it's actually stopping the body from converting those carbohydrates into fat. At the same time, it's helping the body to break down the fat stores you already have, whether or not they're stored in around your organs or whether or not they're sitting just under the skin. With time, that can just be naturally broken down, absorbed, and utilized as energy in the body. Now, it does work. It's been a really good solid product for us for many years. Had, as I said, lots of questions about it over the years. It does have a tendency to balance blood sugar levels in people as well, except in a few people. This is probably where you need to check with your GP. If you are on medication for diabetes, because it has the ability to lower blood sugar levels, it can affect how you take your medication. Right, so just check with the doctor. But apart from that, yeah, good success with Garcinia. Green coffee extract is another one, and green tea, they all have that really good ability to actually target fat cells and burn them up in the body.
And are there any other side effects from supplements that you've noticed?
I've noticed the green tea and the green coffee, with some people, if they're slightly sensitive to caffeine, it can overstimulate them or cause a few headaches. Just be mindful of that. If you feel those symptoms, either cut back on the dose or just stop taking it altogether and switch to something else, definitely. Yeah. But they would be the only side effects that I've really noticed.
Do you need to see a GP before you start a supplement program?
It's probably wise to see your GP, and there's a few reasons why I would say that. It's not just about the supplementing, but it's really good to get a general checkup. Have your blood glucose levels checked, have a liver function test, have a thyroid function test, ask the doctor how your cholesterol levels are, because you will notice that if you cut back on refined foods and really exercise and maybe take a few supplements to help the body utilize that fat, those tests that were done, say, a month ago, 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, you will notice that they'll be stabilized, or your blood glucose levels have stabilized. Maybe if your liver function test came up as slightly abnormal, now your liver's functioning normally. So it's a really good measure for you in your own mind to go, wow, look how my body's responding to now eating well and exercising. So I recommend it from that point of view. Another good thing to do with supplements is get the printout off the internet or from your local health food shop or whatever. Take it into your doctor and say, I feel I'm going to be taking this. Is that going to react with my prescription medication?
Yeah.
That way, absolutely. That way you're working with your your doctor. You're also working with the people who are helping you from that natural health perspective, and it all works out well for you in the end.
If you were looking at a new, this adding the supplement into your sort of routine, your daily routine, yep. What would you do? Where would you start?
Well, definitely get really good advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. So your local health food store, go to a naturopath. They're very good with helping with supplements, especially when it comes from the herbal side of things.
What meals would you supplement? Would it be breakfast, or is that too important? You know, they get too many other nutrients in it. Which part of the day would you work with?
Yeah, this is. Yeah. I think that this is where it gets really tricky in some ways, because it's also an individual thing. If you aren't really a breakfast person, and you know that getting up and actually eating breakfast is just not right for you because you actually don't like it, that's fine. I don't believe that then they need to be you need to be eating breakfast if you resent the fact that now you have to get up and make breakfast. But if maybe adding just a protein powder in a quick shake and throw that down on your way to work is easy for you and works for you, great. You're getting lots of nutrients and it starts the day. But you can actually supplement either breakfast, lunch or dinner in the way of the actual drinking the powders based on your own needs. So if you know that by the time you get home, it's after work, and you're not feeling 100% hungry, but you know that if you don't eat something and 9 o'clock comes and you're ravenous by 9 o'clock, then I would definitely supplement with a really good meal replacement for that purpose. So find what works for you. There is lots of advice out there and it can be confusing. So I think sometimes just taking your time to work out what does work for you actually makes the difference in the end, because what works for your friend may not necessarily work for you. So I kind of go back to that individual. But definitely, sometimes it can just be as simple as cutting out all white sugar.
I was going to ask you that. What role does sort of detoxing play in weight management?
A huge role. Absolutely. When you think about it, detoxing just means go back to simple food. So it means cutting out all the things that we've mentioned: refined foods, alcohols, foods high in salt, fatty foods, fried foods, anything processed. If you go
caffeine
back to caffeine as well. I still like a cup of tea occasionally and I still like a cup of coffee occasionally. But when I do a detox program, I cut those two out and I'll have herbal teas or I'll just drink 2 liters of water a day. Depends on what my purpose is for doing it. But if you do a detox program and do exercise at the same time, you'll naturally lose weight. But the foods you go back to are simple foods. So lots of fruits and vegetables, steam your vegetables, you know, not frying them, not covering them in sauces that are full of sugars and colours and all of the above, as simple as you can possibly get it. And that way your body will naturally detox and you will naturally lose weight.